Starting against off them, I would Aleph, starting five lines down from the top, again dealing with the medical issues, and just keep maybe one finger in Rashi across there. So let's re-read the Lel Yalis. This is night blindness. Nate Shudra Barko, so you bring for yourself a, Rashi calls this the hair of an animal, so he says to suggest maybe the from a tail of a sus, of a horse or of a cow. So he should tie with this string, he should tie one of his legs together with one of the legs of a dog. And young children should shake earthenware vessels or earthenware pieces behind them, deliberately, and they should say, Asa Kalba. Aksa Tana Golel. So Asa, Rashi says, is Zakein, old dog, and Aksa, he says, is like a Shota, so, and crazed chicken, or crazed hen. Alright, the Ligbu, Shave Umse Mishive Bate, he should take, or request, seven pieces of meat from seven different houses. The Litvani Halei Betinor the Dash, and they should hand him over this meat at the door, at the threshold. And you should eat it at the local dump, the local city dump. After that, then you should untie that string or release the string that's tying him to the dog. He's had along with him the whole time. And then you should say like this, so this is an incantation of sorts, right? The lachash, that the blindness of so-and-so, shavkinu the plone bar plonita, should leave alone so-and-so. Then he should blow into the eye, or the center of the eye, I guess the pupil of a the dog's eye. Okay. Now, the shvire de yomama. So now this is our day blindness. Late shive sumke migavad chiyuto. He should bring seven. Rashi says sumke are tchulim, which are spleens. I mean, gavad the chiyuta from animals or shepherd animals. Vinetvinu achaspa de umno, and then he should eat them. Chuspan de umno, and the Gemara usually refers to a bloodletter. Chaspa de umno is the earthenware used by a bloodletter. So he should eat them or consume them, I guess, on the on this. But leitiv ihu migavai. He should sit inside the house. The Venus Shachrinu may have Ryan, others on the outside. The name Alei, and they should say to him, Avira, you blind one, Havali the Echul. And then, give me to eat. The name Alei, Heich, Pticha, the one, the other one, who is Pticha. Now, Pticha, versus Petach, is the opposite of blindness, right? The Mishnah uses Niftatach, right? It's the one who was blind. Here's the seeing one, should say, Im Sav Echul, take and eat. Vater the Achil, right, he should say Lidbari Lachaspo, he should break the earthenware that he was using, that this earthenware from the bloodletter. Dilo Hadri Eloi, because if he doesn't do that, it'll come back to him. Right, the Dhamma to Ati Minichira. This sounds like a nosebleed. And if he has a nosebleed, then what should he do? Leite Gabra Kohen de Shmei Levi. He should bring a Kohen, person who's a Kohen, whose name is Levi. And then he should write down on a piece of paper, Levi, backwards. And again, this is, I guess, trying to simulate a reversal of the blood that is coming out of his nose. So if you take a Kohen, whose name is Levi, that's a reversal, right? Meaning Kohen going back to Levi. And then he writes Levi backwards. So this is, I assume that's the somewhat of the understanding here. But that's not the case. Leite inish me'almo should take anybody. V'nichtav lei ana papi shiler bar sumke. Rashi says that this is a lachashu, right? Some sort of incantation again. I papi shiler bar sumke l'mafre. And you should write that all backwards. V'lo nichtav lei hachi. And you should write like this. Tam d'li b'mei kesef. As a taste of water in a pitcher, b'mei kesef of silver water, or must be here, mean clear water. Tam d'li b'mei pagam, and taste of the water in the bucket or pitcher, pagam, that is dirty. Vilo, and if not, leite ikra da asasata, he should bring the root of asasata. Asasata, some sort of grass that is mentioned in the Gemara, I think the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But mentioning about the issue of a Yehara Bal Yavor also mentions this asafsata that the person over there, the guy over there, forced him to cut asafsata for a Avodah Zarah. So Sattva is some sort of grass, grassy substance. Ashva de puraya atika. Ashva are ropes of a puraya, is a bed. Atika, an old bed. Kutasa, Rashi says over here, kutasa is niyarshal mukhin. Right, paper of mukhin, it sounds like worn down, something like worn cotton or worn down stuff. Omorike, Rashi says, is krug, which is saffron. The sunka de libo, and the red part of the palm tree, Rashi says, v'neklinu b'hadei adade, and then you should cook them up together. V'leite gavva de amra, then you should bring a ball of wool. V'nigdol tarte tilta, and then you should twine two strings from there. The litmish b'chala, then you should soak them in chala is chometz in vinegar. V'nigdabel b'kitma, then roll that wool in kitma, right, in ashes. Kitma adin. V'netev b'nechire, and then he will put it up his nose. I guess each string for each side of his nostril, in order to prevent the nosebleed. Vilo, and if this wasn't good enough, let's say amat maim da azlat mi mizrach kalkul marov, should find a body of water that goes east to west, the nitsa, and then he should, do a split, have one leg on each side of this running water, nikum chadkar l'hai gisa, chadkar l'hai gisa, foot on each side. Right then, v'nishkol tina bi'adi the yamina, he should take the mud, a clod of mud, I guess, from below his mitutte dekar the smelly. Take with his right hand, he should take a clod of mud from under his left foot. The other the smaller mitutte dekar the yamina. And again, he take with his left hand, he should take a clod of mud from under his right leg. V'nigdol tarte p'tilta, then he should again thread or twine two strings. The imra of wool, v'nitmish, Rashi says it's to soak, v'nishrei to soak, v'tina, in this mud, v'netev v'nechira, and then place it into his nose. V'ilo, so again, I think a lot of these items here are semel for reversal. Like here, an unusual river that runs east to west instead of west to east, possibly, right? The idea that he takes the mud, the right hand from the left side from the right side. These ideas that they're trying to cause some sort of reversal of the blood coming out of his nose. Below, he should sit under a marzava is a gutter, right? Venete mayo, and then pour water into the gutter. Have someone pour water into the gutter. Veluste alei and fall on him. Just like this water stops. Nipskok deme the plani barkolanita, that the blood of this one, you know, so and so should again stop flowing. Right now, the dama, the ati mi puma. So now onto the next one, blood that comes out of the out of his nose. But kinan lei, I mean, his mouth, right? We just did his nose. The puma is from his mouth. But kinan lei begila dechitta. We check him out with a straw, like the stalk of a chitta of wheat. Isarich, right? If the blood that's coming out of his mouth sticks, that's what Rashi says. Sticks is nidbuk. Sticks to his sticks to the straw. Then mireyakati is coming from his lungs. This way takato, and then there's a way to solve it. Vilo, if that doesn't stick to the straw, then mikavdakati is coming out of the liver. The less late account, and there's no way to fix it. So I'm a Ravami, the Ravashi, Banan Ipchotznan, then we have the opposite Mishnah, including what? Nitala Kaveh, Lonishtari Menaklum. Right? In order for the Kaveh, in order to be a Trefa, you need the entire liver to be removed. Right? Whereas Hareya Shinikva, a lung that has any puncture in it, Osha Chasra, or is missing anything, is already a Trefa. So you see that if the blood is coming from the liver, right, then you have much more room for the liver to be decomposed and have the blood come out, and it should be solvable or at least be okay, versus the rea, versus the lungs. If you're getting blood from the lungs, then it should be something that is serious right away, and it can't be cured because any missing part of the lung, right, is serious. So like came into me pume ka'ate, because it's coming out of his mouth, emor it's muche itmach, then it must be that the liver has now, Rashi says, decomposed entirely. So if you see Rashi Itmer, it's right across where we are in the Gemara. Imer, it's Mukhe Itmach, Kula Kabdo. It's as if the whole liver went, but no, Yishtari made a klump. And there's nothing left. Minofal Lareya. And now it's come into his lungs. Derech Kanaha Kaveh, Shemachuba the Kanesh Lareya. So this is Rashi's, issue raised in the Gemara in Kulin, it deals with some of our issues here, which is that the Gemara was not necessarily of the belief that the circulatory system was a closed system, right? That rather the was a joint, right? The vena cava, which is actually looks like, right, before the time that the discovery or the right in the 1500s, that the circulatory system was a closed, or even later maybe than the 1500s, but that it was a closed system, that when people dissected, it looked like there was a connection between the circulatory system and the lungs, right? That there could be a passage of items between lungs and the blood system. So that's what Rashi is referring to. This is derech kana kaved shemechuba lekana shereya, right? That the connection between the liver and the lungs. Right, again, so that would indicate that you could move, things could move between the liver and the lungs, which would be between the circulatory system and the right and the lungs. And so it's Rashi describing over here. So that's what he's saying. If the liver totally decomposed, the blood's coming up through his lungs is because the liver decomposed and moved into the lungs area. And again, that's the Gemara in Kulin discusses this with regards to a needle. Right, how do you end up with a needle in the heart? So the Gemara says that the animal inhaled the needle and moved from the lungs into the heart. The problem is that how could you have passage of something from the lungs into the heart? And the Gemara still also has the same issue of this connection between the circulatory system and the lungs. And the question is, how do you deal with that? Right? Again, the same question that comes up over here. Do we say that the Chachamim only were as knowledgeable as the medical or the medicine of their time? And therefore, since there was no closed circulatory system theory available, they also had the same belief. Or do we say that they know that somehow that they meant something else, or that it wasn't exactly what we were misunderstanding what they're trying to say? Although again, it seems from both the Gemara, the Rishonim, as well as it's an interesting Galileo who drew pictures, many medical pictures. He actually drew pictures of the human body and all the parts of the human body. And in those human parts, he uses the Gemara's terms uses the Gemara's terms for these items. And there he shows this connection again between the circulatory system and the lungs. So, which seems to also indicate that that was their belief, or at least the Rishonim's belief at that time. All right, so now. It comes from the lungs, then there is a cure. Maitakante. What's the cure? Leite Shiva Kune Mifirma de Silkos. Rashi says Kune. Rashi says is Male Egrof, which is a fistful. Right? And then Firma de Silke, Rashi says is Knibat Tradim. So Tradim are beets. And Knibat is diced or sliced beets. Shiva Kune Pirma de Karate. And then another seven fistfuls of sliced leek or diced leek, Rechamisha Kune Pareda, right, and then five fistfuls of Pareda. Rashi calls it a min asef, it's a type of herb, type of grass. Yeshomrim, and he says over there, mid dairishrish, which I don't, I'm not sure what that is.
Divanim or Shazifim.
Okay, so he says, it's wild cherry tree.
Like the wood of a wild cherry tree.
And you said Shazifim, or plums, or a plum tree. Okay, so that's, it's Lata Kunim.
Others suggest that it's a pear.
Pear? Okay.
Of?
Pear tree. Pear. Okay, so anyway, pear tree, plum tree, you got wild cherry tree. Flatakuni the top of the, and then three fistfuls of lentils. Right? The kuna the kimuno. Kimuno is a cumin, right? So then we have another fistful of cumin. The kuna the chavle. So again, the kuna of Rashi doesn't say what it is. Chavle is a string or a rope, so I don't know if that means a fistful of a rope or a string. Uchnagdan, and equal to them in portion, you would take kanto. Tirato. So Kanto, Rashi says, is the Israel Shobahema Shepetarakam Lehima. So it sounds like the fat, a fistful of fat from a Behema that was a firstborn. All right, Velipsho, and then cook them up.
Specifically a male? And not necessarily a core.
No, Petarakam. Just sounds like it was the firstborn from their mother. I don't know if it has to be male. Rashi doesn't indicate that. If you're trying this at home, okay, soon. Relivso, and then you'll cook it up, relecho, and eat it. The lishtea batre shikhar rifa, the tevet, and make sure you drink strong beer afterwards. Tevet, sounds like it has to be made. I guess the strongest beer is made in Tevet. Alright, now the next case of here is lakapa. What do you do for your. So Rashi says, shinaima pnimim, is the molars. Tosfos over here mentions that Rashi in other places does not call kaka the molars, but rather the incisors, and he says that Rashi's interpretation here is correct, that kaka are the molars. So Amar Rabba Barabuna leite tuma yechida, bring a garlic, a single garlic, which is also has only, there's only one garlic on this stem, right? And it's a single garlic. When near misebe mishka milcha, you should crush it into or smush it into oil and salt. When nitve to fry our nails, right? The Elyona, Rashi says Elyona, which is the thumb, right? Rashi calls it your big finger, I think the thumb, but on the nail of your thumb, the how visa the kaible, on the side of the molar that is hurting you. So whatever thumb it is, you paint this stuff onto that nail. Then hadele gedanfa delisha, and then you make a gedanfa, it's like a gedder, which is like a barrier of some sort of lisha. Sounds like kneaded dough. Right, and nisdayar the visri the kashi lechiyura, and you should make sure that it doesn't touch your skin, because it is bad for causing tsaras. So the medicine has to be handled carefully and only reach the appropriate place. Lechinche, so now chinche comes from the chanichayim. Chanichayim are your incisors. So versus your molars, now you're talking about the incisors. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, you bring a Rabbi Yochanan says, chumte ki memaru. So now he says, chumte, if you use chumte, it's as good as using memaru. Now, whatever this Rashi says, that memaro is a type of an Aramaic herb, right? That comes, and chumte, he says the alei shel chum. That's the leaves of a chum. I looked it up. I don't know what these words are, but it's a pyrethrum, which is the chumte, and the memaro is bold money. But again, I don't have any insight in that. That's just the translation, in case you were wondering. Then ve'ukra the chumte, and he says the roots of the chumte other than memaro is even better than memaro. Ve'ninkut be'pume, this he should then keep this in his mouth, right, in order to to stop it. So I'm sorry, I made a mistake here. I'm sorry. When I said chaniche, Rashi says chaniche are abugot hagdelim be'garon. These are big blisters that grow in the back of your throat. Kamin galant. Well, Lashon Romi, it's interesting, it says Lashon Romi, this is the first wide line in Rashi, it says astranaglium. So I assume that comes from a strangulation. So maybe that these are...
It says it's separative tonsillitis, which explains, is inflammation of tonsils that generates pus and can cause spasmodic suffocation.
All right, there you go. So there, the Rashi in the English, French says strangulation. So I'm sorry, I said Achanichayim where incisors, but here in Rashi is talking about these inflammations in the back of the throat that might cause strangulation. So in this case, when you paper pume, so he puts this chumte or something in his mouth, and that stops the swelling. So hanelu pume, that's to stop it. Libishule. So Rashi says, what is libishule? Is that the how do you get them to build up the pus? Right, so that when he bursts them, all the stuff will come out. Like the pare the ration afio, he should bring the, Rashi says, is subin. Subin is bran. The ration afio, the top of the sifter. The top lechei befrayu, and lentils in their dirt that they've grown in. Vishub lalita, Rashi says shublita is patan or fenugreek. Vefumrata dikshota, and the flower of a kshota, which is, I think, hops. Beninkot ke'amguza befume, he should put a nut's worth in his mouth. So that will cause the pus to build up inside of these inflammations in the back of his throat. Then, liftechuche, to burst it. How do you burst it? Once you get all the pus now together, what do you do? Linfach lechavre, takle chiyura begile techitita. This is a very interesting thing. He should take, you have a friend, blow in, takle is crest, chiyura, white crest. Maybe it must be, I guess, even white pressed seeds, because he's going to blow them into his mouth. But gila the chitita, we said just now before, gila was the straw, the stalk of a wheat. So if you look in Rashi, this gila the chitita is chalu, it's hollow. It's like a straw, literally like a straw. You put the seed of the crest inside of it, and then you blow it. This is the equivalent of a spitball that you put into a straw, and you blow one end, it blows out. So this guy will take these seeds, they must have been sharp, you open your mouth, and he blows through this straw, these seeds, so that they hit the back of your throat, and they puncture the ababuot, these inflammations in the back of your throat, full of pus. It's very interesting.
What are shikhmai?
Cress.
The cress is a type of lettuce.
Yeah, but I'm assuming he said it sounds. Rashi says that it should take the zeratak, that you take the seeds of a cress, right? And then the Gemara doesn't say that, but Rashi indicates that otherwise it'd be hard to blow it out of the straw if it was. I assume he's looking for something hard and sharp, right? Not small, hard and sharp, not tikle, which would be leafy cress. All right, basuke. Now that you burst these inflammations in the back of the throat, how do you, Asuke Rashi says, how do you have to cure it so that it now closes up? So, lady, afra mitul de bait kise, you take dirt that is in the shadow of the bathroom, v'nigbo b'dubsha, and you knead it together with honey, v'nechum, and then you should eat it. The malile, that is very good for it, because it's good for healing, or it's good for putting it together, back together.
One might think that one might prefer to
let
the sores remain.
Right. Let's see. We're going to get even better soon. Okay, the varsim. Okay, so now what is the varsim? Rashi says, Koli shikorim zorir. Vupa min arosh derech achotim. It comes from the head down through the nose. And again, I looked it up. It sounded like it was... some ailment of the around the brain or something around the head that when it releases comes through the nose or comes through the mouth. I don't know what it is. I say late. So he should bring piscata de nishnor. He should bring a piscata de nishnor. Rashi says a piscata is a shear. It's an amount of a gallnut shel eretz. Right, the gallnut shel eretz is a cedar.
Pistachio,
I'm sorry, thank you.
Pistachio.
Maybe, I don't know, but he says it grows on a cedar. It's like a gallnut of a cedar, which sounds like maybe a cedar, I don't know, cone or something that comes off the cedar. The nishdor, I don't know, he calls ammonica. So Rashi says it's ammonica or ammoniac, I don't know what that is. Chiam goes up, and then you should bring a nut's worth of the chel benita. Dushanita, sweet. Rashi says over here, sweet galma, sweet galbaum or galbaum.
Galbaum,
thank you. Umale tarvada dusha chiru, and then a spoonful of white honey. Umale natla bat mechuzah. Natla is right, that's why we have Netilas Yadayim. Natla is the vehicle, like a cup's worth that they held the vias, you know, to pour on wine. Bat mechuzah from mechuzah, chamra nikida of wine. Rashi says nikida is tzalul, clear wine. Alright, filtered wine. Benishlo kinu ba'de'adada, you should cook them up together. Pri bashel nishdor, and once this nishdor cooks, bashel kulin, then you know everything else is cooked, so there fully. Below, if you don't have this, later reviata de chalva de izakivar, then you bring a revius worth of milk from a white goat. Yatapyo, and you should sprinkle it, atzlata kalche kravel, and sprinkle it on three stalks of cabbage. Nibchashe, stir it, begavza de marmahin. Rashi says garbza de marmahin is a stick of a marmahin tree. Chibasil gavza, and then when the gavza itself, when the stick itself decomposes, I mean it cooks. The marmahin, then we know it's all fully cooked. Vilo, so this is again one of these times. Vilo, let's say nafki the kalva chiyura, the excrement of a white dog. Benigbo benatfo, and you should mix it with tzri, which is balsam, as she says. And whatever you could do not to use this solution, do so, because when you eat this dog excrement, it causes your evarim, your limbs, to separate. Right? They could cause a lot of other problems too, but that is not the recommended solution. They said that the other two solutions would be better than this one. All right, next, legira. Right. The gira is a gira is an arrow, and Rashi says over here, it's interesting. Rashi says choli shikorin ash punta. I assume from the word point, right? So I think it must be some sort of pain, pointy pain or poking pain, as it says over here. Leite, so you should bring a gira de lilta. So Rashi says, what's a gira de lilta? Lilta is one of the shadim, actually a female shadim who was a negative influence. The Gemara mentions it in places that she encourages men to have znus, and that's the medrash about in the about the Seir Azazel, that Uzzah and Azazel, who came down from Shemayim to come down, and they said that one of them who went off the derech, he's now found as in the lilta, was found in the bigdei tzibonim shel women, the colored clothing of women. So this, again, this lilta is a negative, negative shade of negative personality that is a female demon. And Rashi says here, here the lilta chet shel lilit, the arrow of lilit, which is called what? Eben shasir kefet. It's a stone that is shaped in the form of a arrow. The nofeltim of barat, and falls with hail. So these stones come down. It sounds like some sort of stone that comes down from above that has a shape of an arrow, as a sharp stone. So you take this stone, v'nishte mayale, and then you pour water on it, v'nishte, and drink it. So again, I guess the piercing pain and using this sharp stone and pouring water over it and drinking that water should remove the sharp pain. V'lo leite mayade ishte minayu. Right? Or you should bring water that was drunk by a kalbo, by a dog at night. But just make it like it must have been lapped up by a dog at night. But make sure that this water wasn't exposed at night, that it has, you know, that it has a problem of mind gluing, right? Which is a problem of snake in depositing poison or eris into the water. So the gluya, so what is now around that topic, let's discuss about mayim gluyim, exposed water, water that was left exposed all night that was then tainted by a snake. Anfuka, Rashi says an anfuka is a rebius, so it's a type of clay that holds a rebius, the chamra chaya. So drink for it a undiluted, strong wine in a rebius. The mursa is actually mentioned in the Mishnah Shabbos, is mapis mursa. Someone who wants to burst a, that seems some sort of pus ailment or even a pimple, sounds like an abscess of some sort. Then you take this mursa, you take anfuka de chamra, you take again a rebius of wine, ohala tol anos. Rashi, ola is aloe, and tol anos, Rashi says, is adon, is gemintalachani, crimson or red. So red aloe, wine mixed in with a red aloe. The pircha de liba, for lightheartedness, right? That's what I said, libo poreach, his heart runs away, I assume that means lightheartedness. Leite tlat, burisha'ita. Burisha'ita are loaves, right? Which is interesting, right? There's bruschita, which is a, an Italian, bread now with a sare, made out of, barley. Right, barley loaves, vinishterino, and then you soak them, bekamta. Rashi says, kuteach. Right, kuteach is a mixture of the Mark Sukkah and the Mishnah Sukkah mentions, is made out of moldy bread crusts and old rotten milk that are mixed together with some sort of like cream cheesy type of spread that was made. So you should soak this barley bread in this kuteach, the lo abralei abran yomen, that was only less than 40 days old, this kuteach. And you should drink, eat it, vinishter batrayos kamar mark, and then you should drink afterwards diluted, heavily diluted wine. Some of that will make him even lighter, because these are all light foods. And he gave light food. You can see now what the solutions are. But that's for heavy-heartedness. That's what I was talking about. These are light foods. But for a light-heartedness, I'll give you all the heavy foods. What's that? Should bring three loaves of wheat bread, which is heavier than barley bread. And then you should soak them in honey instead of kuteach over here, which is a much heavier substance, or less viscous substance. And they should drink undiluted wine. So these are heavy items. So heavy items to offset the lightheartedness, and the lighter forms to offset the heavy-heartedness. And now the tsarcha of the liba, Rashi says tsarcha is the pain, heart pain, you know, heartache. Leite tlat. So the side here, he says, it's shiur day, not literally eggs, but the amount of an egg. So three eggs worth of ninaya.
Nana.
Nana, right, exactly what it meant. Upiata de kimono, and an egg's worth of kimono we just saw before is cumin, right? Upiata de shumshimi, which is again today, shumshum, which is sesame, right? A egg's worth of sesame, vileko, and then you should eat it. The ka'ib me'ai, for stomach ailments, leite tlat mea pilpulei arichtes, bring 300 long peppers. Now, I don't know if he's talking about what we have, like hot peppers, or they're talking about peppercorns, the Gemara mentions in other places. And each day you should drink a hundred's worth in wine. Rabbin to be nursed. Avalei the brother of Rav Ashi did this for the daughter of Rav Ashi, May of Chamshim, but he only needed 150 mehani didyan of our peppers, bitzaya, and she was cured. So our peppers, the point is that our peppers are stronger than the peppers they mentioned here in the Gemara, so therefore they only needed 150 instead of 300. Le kirtza, so Rashi says, kirtza are tolaim shebemayim, stomach worms. Right, anfuka the chamra. Then you should take a revius. We mentioned before. Rashi says anfuka is a revius. The chamra, the tarfa the ara. With the tarfa, Rashi says is a leaf. Aleashel eats, and then he says ara is ara shekorim lorier, or maybe laurel. I guess laurel. Sometimes you put in a leaf of the laurel. Sheirtachira or worms, white worms in the stomach. Leite bizra. She bring over a bizra. Rashi says a bizra is a zera, the seed of a gogila, which Rashi calls a aruga, oruga. So I don't know what that is. Vinitzarye, then he should wrap it up with shistig. Right, shistig, Rashi says, is beged shel tzemer kefen, which means cotton, a cotton cloth or beged. Vinitzarye b'mayin, and they should soak it in water, vinishte, and then drink the water. Vinitzarye b'binita, be careful of the actual seeds, or the low, you shouldn't swallow them, zilom yinakalei n'mayin, because that could puncture your stomach. So you should make sure not to drink the seeds, but just the water. The mesa, so this is to stop diarrhea, right? To stop diarrhea, then one should use tisin, which actually calls poliol, or that's a pennyroyal, retiva that was fresh b'maya, soaked in water. And the mishra, Rashi says, is the shalshel, which is the opposite of someone who is constipated. In order to loosen them, a diuretic, you should take yavishya. You should take dried tisin b'maya in water. V'simaneich, and how do you remember this? Eats a retiva, they use a wet, Rashi says, a wet reed, the sakranara, to block the river. So when they wanted to dam the river, they used to use items, these wet reeds that were able to plug the water. Now the takla, we saw before, the takla is a spleen. So for your spleen, let they shav bene demayo. So Rashi calls bene demayo as alumkot. Alumkot are leeches. So you should bring seven water leeches, v'niyav shinu, the tula, and then dry them out in the shade. And then every day you should drink two or three of them in wine. I don't know what the issue with kashrus is over here, because obviously alumkot leeches are not kosher, or probably are not kosher, and here they're mixing them into wine. So I don't know if the problem is that they've changed form in the sense that they're totally dried out, or that because there's sakonas nefashot here that we override that issue. But the Gemara doesn't see, you know, I didn't see that addressed necessarily. Hilo, if not, leite takla de tzifirta. You should bring a spleen of a tzifarta. Tzifarta de lo yiftach. Rashi says the tzifarta is an eish shelo yalda, a goat that has not given birth yet. I guess it's a female goat that hasn't given birth yet. Vinitakya betanura, and then you should place it into an oven. Place it in the oven. Vinoki lahadeh, and then you stand next to the oven. Benayman, and you should say, Yehekad the Yavish Haitakla, just like this goat spleen is drying out, and Yavish Takhliya, the Plenic Arbonita, should dry out the spleen of so and so. Vilo, if they can't, doesn't have an oven available to him, then Itakhliya Beni Urbe, he should place it or press it between the beams of the wall, the Beite Chadato in a new house, Benayman, and say like this, Vilo, and say, similar to what he said before, just like the spleen dries out over here, he used to dry out in this person. Vilo, if he doesn't have this, Livke, they should find a shichla, the person, a cadaver, the shachar b'shabbat, that passed away on Shabbos, nishkale the other day and take his hand, but no tfeyatakle, he should take his hand and place it on the spleen of the sick person, and name it, because the avish hayoda, just like this hand is dried out, because he's dead now, the avish takleya the ploni. Barponita, that the spleen of so-and-so should dry out. And I don't know if they picked someone on Shabbos because the body was left over for a period of time so that it dried out. Velo, because they didn't have refrigeration in their day, right? So if a person passed away on Shabbos, then it wasn't refrigerated and they had to wait a period of time to bury the body. Velo, nete benita, right? Bring a benita, Rashi says, is the dog of fish. Nitvayet roast it, kibeinafka, in the fire of a blacksmith. And you should take it and drink this with the, in the water of the blacksmith, right? I mean, the blacksmith's working metal. When you ever see a blacksmith work, he takes the hot metal and he dips it into the water to cool the metal off. So that's the water of a blacksmith. And they should drink the water of the blacksmith. So now, Pai Iza, the Gemara proves that this works, because there was a goat, David Shatyamai de Benapka, who just didn't regularly drink the water of the blacksmith, Ishtakin, when he was shefted, he didn't have a spleen. And that was such a good cure that it shrunk his spleen so much that it wasn't there after they shefted him. Vilo, if he doesn't have this, lifta chavita de chamelishme, he should open up a fresh barrel of wine in his name. If he has a fresh barrel of wine, if he has a barrel of wine that he can open up for himself, if he drinks wine every day, he won't have this problem. And this problem, when you drink wine, that's good medicinally, and therefore you wouldn't have this problem won't come about. So if you were drinking wine already and you had a whole barrel for himself, he doesn't need to worry about this. So opening a barrel in his own name is not the solution here. A person should eat bread every morning, because that's good for your whole body. Alright, Rishchata, Rashi says, is tachtoniot, which is hemorrhoids. Leite akika, right, you should bring akika, which sounds like acacia, I don't know, iluba, which sounds like aloe, aloein, Rashi says. Vispircha, Rashi says, ispircha is kesef chai, sounds like raw silver. That's what raw silver is called? Quicksilver?
Yeah, quicksilver.
Mercury.
Oh, mercury. Oh, that's interesting. Spirchla. That's a kesefai's mercury. Oh, very good, thank you. And umartaka, Rashi says, is like silver dregs. The stuff that when you actually, when you purify the silver, right, when you smelt the silver, that which is left over is called the matarka. Vichumrata, right?
And,
what? The pilon, Rashi translates as the perfume. It's a perfume of women. Now we said this pilon shows up in the Gemara and Shabbos that women used to wear it. They used to wear around their necks a bottle of this pilon, as if it's some sort of perfume. V'shiafa dechamamita, Rashi translates as dove excrement. Right, v'ninkot, and then you should wrap it v'shachake the kitna of flax, which would be linen, worn down linen clothes, v'kaita, if it's in the summertime, or the amar gufna besitva, or in woolen clothes in the wintertime. V'lo lishte shikra mark, if he doesn't have this, he should drink diluted beer. There we go. Next one is lishri grona. Now the shigrona, Rashi mentions as an ailment of the hip. Rashi mentions as an ailment around the hip. Kolei rechaim al kubosit, shikorim henka, right, which is the hip joint. Alright, leite patio dimimune. You should bring a vessel full of fish brine, or small fish brine. That's what Rashi says, v'nig dirane, and then should rub it, shitin zimne ahai, mad chate, you should rub it 60 times on this hip, shitin zimne ahamitachtio, and then 60 times on the other hip. Smirta. So Rashi says smirta is a even agdela begid of a teretash ashtain. Sounds like a kidney stone. Neite tlat nitu fight. You bring 3 drops mishcha de kufra, right? Oil of kufra. Rashi says of solich al zefet, which is called itran. Itran is mentioned in the Gemara in Shabbos, right? By Mimadikin. It's a foul-smelling derivative of pitch or tar. So it sounds like tar oil or something like that. Utlat nitu fight, and then 3 drops of Itra the karte, which sounds like leek juice. Right? The plat you to fight the chamra and the kida. And then 3 drops of filtered wine, or Rashi says we saw the kida is clean or clear wine. Lishalele ish ba'amo, and then you place it on the member of a man, Lishabo Tomakom, our woman in that place, in order to cure this kidney stone. Vilo, that doesn't have that. Leite ona de zika. You should bring a ona de zika, which is the ear, actually says ozen shel node, which is the handle of a flask, right? But liquidate the ishbam, and then you hang it on the member of a man, elisha b'didadin, or on the breasts of a woman. Vilo leite chuta de zurita, that you should have a crimson, right, from zihorit, right, a lashon zihorit, right, you should crimson string, The shadyate, Rashi says, was spun by Doma Bat Doma, a woman who has questionable lineage, and her actions are also questionable, meaning that they are chasuda al znus. The liplay, so this is a red crimson string that was spun by a suspicious woman, the daughter of a suspicious woman. The liplay lay ish ba'ama, and then you hang this again on the member of a man, bishabadad, and then a woman on the breast. Below, late kina. He should bring a kina. So our Gemara reads the zakhar and the kevel, a male and female kina. On the side, he says perish ish and isha. Means he should bring a louse that was found on a man and a woman. But then the ish ba'aman, you place these louses on the man's member, or the isha b'otomakom, or the woman in that place. Right? The chimashtin, right, when he urinates, nishtin asisnai yivishta, you should urinate on a, Rashi says, sisnai yivanai is a snei yavish, which is a dried thorn bush, b'tinor d'dasha, that's on the threshold of the door, and b'ne'ayin b'chumrata, you should watch for the stone, you pass the stone, you should keep the stone, it comes out, the malia the kulu timra, it's good for all types of timra, which is the next segue in the Gemara. Timra is fevers. It's good for all types of fever, this kidney stone. Interesting over here, the Gemara here has something similar there. It has a nida, because the Gemara clearly sees that there's a connection between the breasts and the woman's torfa, because there the Gemara says, neker dam nasa chalav. The reason that a pregnant woman or a woman who's nursing does not have her menstrual cycle, the Gemara says, is because the blood has dried up and become milk over there. And the Gemara believed that there was a direct, connection between the breasts of the woman and her menstruating cycle or in that area. Therefore, I assume over here the Gemara's suggestions for dealing with some of the kidney stones issues was because to use the woman's breasts because of that connection that the Gemara saw between there, those two areas.
Could that be why there's in Basa B'chalav they talk about how women's milk is not kosher.
Right.
Is that why?
My possibly because of dam nekar, right? Maybe dam nekar menasa chalav, right? And they didn't believe so. There's a clear correlation. The problem is that it might be autocorrelation, which is that there are two events that are happening, but they may not have to do with the same thing. I mean, that the fact that she stops menstruating, it may have nothing to do with that in her that she has milk now, the production of milk, right? They may be two independent.
When it's
parish. Parish, not parish. Yeah. Alright. The Timra Bara. Alright, so now this is fever. We said before, I said this fever, and Bara means outside. So I don't know what that means. Outside fever, external fever. Like the Tlate Gribe, Rashi says it's a saw. Three saw of souffle, Rashi says is date pits. Tlate Gribe. A tarif, a trap, the adra, which is three saw worth of tarif, Rashi says an aleh, is a leaf of adar, or eder, Rashi calls it other eder. Venish lotinu, kol chadukudei, and you cook each one independently. The leite binah, you should sit in between them. And the leite betarte meshichle, you should place them into two basins. Native to Torah, and bring a table, menanachalayu, and place it on them. I don't know if we meet them both basins or on one basin. Niku me alai, and then you should sit on one basin. Hi, velote velay hi, and then move over to the other basin. Umilay hi, velote velay hi, and then move back and forth between these two basins. Stand up, sit down, ad nesek behavel, until it enters into him this hevdom.
The aroma.
The smell or the steam of these items. The last chay minayu, and then you should wash with it. Chishate mimayu the adro. Afterwards, when he drinks, he should only drink the water of the adro, of the eder. The lo lishtei, mimayi de souffle, lo lishtei. But when it comes to the water of the date pits, he shouldn't do that, mishum de ma'akre. Because more in other places, it says that the juice, the waters of date pits, is ma'akre, causes sterilization. Timran vano, talking about internal fever, leite shiva bone, Rashi says again, bone is a fistful, or a handful. The shiva bone is seven handfuls of the silk of this above the beets. Mishare from seven different patches, Rashi says, vegetable patches. And they should cook them in their dirt that they were pulled out of the ground. And they would eat it. Vinishte, then drink a tarif adra, vishikra, a beer that has a, what we just saw before, a leaf of an eder in it. Oh, inve tala v'mayim, or inve geffen, right, the fruits of a geffen and medala bedelikel, that a vine, a grapevine that grew around a palm tree. Right? Now we're to chazizita. Rashi says is a yalefet. Yalefet is a one of the mumim that's mentioned in animals, right? In koros and in places, other places. And the chazizita yalefet is like a wart of some sort that grows, right? Leite shav chite arzenaito. You should bring seven. Rashi says, "Good as chitin gasim." Plump or thick or, you know, ripe kernels of wheat, and then you should roast them amoro charuto on a new hoe or shovel, yeah. Enoughic mishcha minayu, and then the oil that comes out of them, the extract, minayu, and then take that and rub it on your wart. He did this for a non-Jew, the davar acher, for tzaras, the itse, and it gave him it cured him. So we'll stop here, but just to mention, the Dear Tosus asked a question. He says that, the Kohanan asks, how could he hear, or how could Rav Simi cure a non-Jew over here? We have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that a miyaledet, a woman who helps women give birth, may not, and or may niko, and a nurse, a wet nurse, cannot even for money help a vote of Zarenik bring up their child or birth their child, because you are what's Messiah the Obeir. You're bringing up a new child to a vote of Zara, and you may not do that. So there, you can't be Meineket, or you can't Meyaledes. And over there, it's more distant, you know, helping in that sense. How could Rav Ashi himself here, Rav Simi Bar Ashi, go ahead and directly help, medicinally help a non-Jew? So Tosfos gives three answers, and they're very interesting. Omeri, the Shema Kedeli Tchakim Berufua Shari, Kedeshi Dela Rafot Yisrael, Ayyadei came. It's experimental. He wanted to see if it worked on a non-Jew in order to use it for a Jew. That obviously has great implications. It's probably not the best solution that we want to suggest. Inami, he knew, he was aware that Rav Asimi had this knowledge. Vishari Mishum Eva, because of Eva, we're allowed to do it, because otherwise it would provide Eva. Oh, the last one says, Shemelo Shakkan, Megadel Ben Lavadu Chachamim, Kamo Miyaleto Menika. Well, there it says, no, it's more direct. Over there, when you give birth to a child, you're bringing them up directly for Avodah Zarah. Here, if you cure somebody, that's not as directed towards the Avodah Zarah as bringing up a child specifically that is going to Avodah Zarah. And again, I would suggest that Rishonim make this distinction in many places, that this is talking about someone that literally is Oviat Avodah Zarah. You know, and today, where we have either people who are monotheistic or they're worshiping, that some of these items may not have application that the Gemara is talking about, because literally they're talking about people who are Oviat Avodah Zarah, and therefore the permission or to deal with them may not have to be the derivative of what Tosus says, the answer of Tosus, but it might be just because they are not Oviat Avodah Zarah, and then you wouldn't have this issue anymore. Okay, we'll stop over here.